From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. U.S. Defense Chief urges Russia not to return to Cold War-era policies. U.S. Defense Chief Ashton Carter said in Berlin Monday there is no desire to return to the Cold War with Russia, despite Moscow's aggression in Ukraine.
We do not seek cold, let alone a hot war with Russia. We do not seek to make Russia an enemy, but make no mistake, we will defend our allies, a rules-based international order, and the positive future it affords us. We will stand up to Russia's actions and their attempts to reestablish a Soviet-era sphere of influence.
Carter holds meetings Tuesday with his defense counterparts from the Baltic states, Lithuania, Estonia, and Latvia. The U.S. defense chief will meet NATO defense ministers Wednesday and Thursday in Brussels to discuss plans for dealing with Russia following its annexation of the Crimean Peninsula and military support of Ukrainian separatists. Hundreds of thousands in South Sudan are at risk of starvation because of ongoing war and food shortages. Owen Davies is part of a World Food Program emergency response team airdropping supplies in Jonglei State.
We've been receiving airdrops of cereal and pulses. We're also receiving oil and nutritional supplements via helicopter. Our intention is to begin distribution of the commodities tomorrow in support of roughly 6,300 people. Some of them have some truly troubling stories about their experiences here. They have very few resources. They're living basically off the land, and so we're just trying to provide whatever support that we can.
He says there are an estimated 4.6 million South Sudanese facing severe food insecurity. Meanwhile, a doctor at the Juba Teaching Hospital says cholera has killed at least seven people in the capital. This is VOA News. At least 20 were killed when a female suicide bomber blew herself up in Nigeria's northeast city, Maiduguri. Dozens more were wounded in this latest attack on the capital of northeast Borno State. There's been no immediate claim of responsibility, but Islamist Boko Haram extremists have frequently targeted civilians at markets and bus stations in the city during its six-year insurgency. The Sunni insurgent group has stepped up attacks since Nigeria's new president, Muhammadu Buhari, announced the military command center moving from Abuja to Maiduguri. New proposals from Greece are improving the chances the debt-ridden country can reach an agreement with its creditors and avoid possible default on its loans by month's end. European Union President Donald Tusk said late Monday that new Greek reforms of its pension system and sales tax are the first real proposals in many weeks.
The new Greek proposals to the three institutions are a positive step forward, according to the initial assessment of the institutions. They will be further assessed over the coming hours. Work must now proceed swiftly in the Eurogroup. Prime Minister Tsipras and the institutions will work together now so that the Eurogroup can achieve results on Wednesday evening that can be presented Thursday morning.
Greece must make nearly $2 billion in a loan repayment to the International Monetary Fund by June 30. To do that, it needs $8 billion in installment of a European Union economic lifeline. Talks between Greece and European finance ministers have stalled over EU demands for more economic reforms from Athens. The Obama administration says Mali has a lot of work ahead following the signing of a peace agreement between Tuareg rebels and the government. U.S. Deputy Assistant Secretary of State for African Affairs Bisa Williams told VOA Monday she was encouraged by the unity among separatists, known as the Coordination of Azawad Movement, or CMA.
What was very important for the United States to see was that all of the groups who are the members of the Coordination Movement of Azawad were represented by their secretary generals, and they all spoke with one voice.
She says as part of the peace process, the CMA will be expected to come up with people who are going to be permanently part of the secretariat, part of the working groups on the various thematic working topics. Nearly 300 have died in Pakistan's southern Sindh province over 3 days during an intense heat wave. Saturday's temperature soared to 44 degrees Celsius. The heat wave comes as Pakistanis observe Ramadan, when Muslims worldwide forego food and water. Authorities were forced to declare a state of emergency after the electricity grid crashed in the financial heart of Karachi. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.